Reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, God's final word, his Son. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, in the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Hallelujah. So hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. Through him all things were made. In fact, without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness can't put it out. Now there came a man sent by God. His name was John. He came to bear witness to the light, so that through him we all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only to tell us about the light, the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. In fact, he was in the world, and even though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, but his own people did not receive him. They didn't welcome him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right, the power to become children of God. Children born not of the flesh, you know, human desire or husband's demands, but born of God. And the Word became flesh, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord give us peace through his word. Amen. John, very interesting character. We learn about him in the other Gospels and in his own Gospel, that he is one of the three closest disciples with Jesus. There's John, James, and Peter. And they meet right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And John is there at every major event through Jesus' 3 years of ministry. He's there at the trial. He's there at the crucifixion. And he's one of the first to the empty tomb after the women have got there before any of the men, which is something that often happens in the world of spiritual things in Christianity. The women always get there before us. But the women come back, tell the men, we've seen the Lord. John, Peter, dash up And John sees the empty tomb. He sees the grave cloths lying there, folded up neatly. And he believes. He's there on the day of Pentecost. And he's there in the early church, but then he seems to disappear from view. But what we do know is that he ends up on the Isle of Patmos. Patmos. Yes, I get it mixed up with Paxos, which is where our dogs are from. And on our way out, just before this evening, we had the neighbours round for a drink and nibbles, and Julia put out the mince pies and sausage rolls, ready to go in the oven to be warmed up, and turned her back for a couple of minutes and turned around and they had gone. Some of you have met our dog, Oscar, and his 8 mince pies, 8 sausage rolls. So pray for us as of what we'll find when we get home. Now, they came from Paxos and Patmos, another Greek island. John ends up exiled there. And just as our dogs, I took them out this evening, and the sky was clear, it was cold. But even with Colchester light, you could see some stars. But if you've ever been on one of those Greek islands, or for me it was in Africa, in an area of, we were about 200 miles from the nearest electric light, the sky is stunning. It's unbelievable. You can see the Milky Way laid out before you. You can see galaxies so far away that their light has been travelling to us for billions of years. And that's where John writes his gospel, sitting on a beach probably, looking up at the stars. And he's reflecting in his gospel back on his time with Jesus, trying to understand this man who he met. There was something about him, the way he spoke, the things he did, the miracles that happened when he was around, the way he changed people's lives, the way he stood up to the rich and the powerful, the way he cared for the poor, the way he looked after those who the rest of the world despised and blamed for everything, the way he helped those who others were saying, "You're not part of God's kingdom." But he made them, he brought them in. And then he dies, and then he's back again. And what is this all about? And John is a Jew, and the Jews know there is one God. There's not a pantheon of gods like the Greeks and Romans believed. There's only one. But this man, who is he? And John comes to the conclusion, oh no, surely not. Surely the creator of a universe so vast, and John could see it, if he knew what we know now as to how vast the universe definitely is and how vast it might be, he would have been even more oh wow moment. One of the greatest oh wow moments for me was at a different scale. It was back in 1976 at Rolls-Royce in Derby, and we built a machine that allowed us to watch a crack going through a piece of metal in a jet engine in real time. So we had a very high speed film camera, and we filmed a fatigue crack going through part of a blade. And wow, to see the structure of the metal, all the different sort of grains of metal and the boundaries between them and what was going on. Wow, what a God creates this. This God somehow walks to the River Jordan walks on the Sea of Galilee, calls John to follow him. And John follows him because he seems like an interesting bloke. 60 years later, John cannot take in who he actually met. And for many of us, we've had that experience. For me, it happened, I've got to do my sums in my head, 57 years ago, when I heard that reading. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right or the power to become children of God. Simply by believing, not by doing great works, not by contributing massive funds to the church, though I'm sure Andrew and the other PCC members would be pleased if you did, but that's not what it's about. It's by believing and then doing what John did, which is to follow Jesus Christ. And in 57 years, I can tell you it's not at all like the televangelists would have you believe. It's not about health, wealth, and happiness at all. It's about the joy of following Jesus Christ, carrying a cross, suffering with him, but being loved by him and being able to love in return. And there is no greater gift than that that you can receive this Christmas. Just simply believe. Amen.